Hello, welcome to the Protection Hotline. How may I help you?
Hello. Doing the second podcast this week. We're doing this one because Cody has gotten dead.
Yeah, I got dead disease, and I'm finally joining.
The other guys won't be able to join because
they're dead.
They're leaving me. Oh yeah, yeah. I guess they're dead as well. So yeah, how you been? What have you been doing for like the last 2 weeks?
Well, sleeping a lot.
Why? You said you were sick because you couldn't join one time.
Yeah, and then yesterday, I was at a friend's birthday party.
Oh.
And the other times I was just busy with personal stuff.
Oh, with all the death.
Yeah, with all the death.
Cool. So, how was the birthday party?
Well, it was fun. You want me to tell you about it?
Yeah, because you've been gone for so long.
I bet. Okay, so, basically what happened was when I got there, we basically just did nothing. It was, you know, kind of boring. But then, like, as the day progressed, it started getting more and more and more crazy. And then, when everybody went, the kids' parents went to bed, we went on Pornhub, and the kid's cousin was going like, "Bro, look at his chode." And then they put on Queef compilations.
Oh my god.
And it was so funny. And then we went on Omegle, and he got a Guitar Hero mic, and he connected that to his computer, and then he would turn the microphone level up and then put it right up to his mouth, and he would literally scream into it. And then we went on the unmonitored section on Omegle. Yikes.
Oh, God.
And the kid's little brother did a really good girl voice. It was scary of how good it was. And, oh, God. There was this one guy, he was jacking off.
Oh, my God.
And he actually busted a nut. Live on camera, and then the kid at the end was like, "Well, guess what, dude? I'm a guy." So yeah. It was so funny, dude. It was so crazy.
All of this is happening while the adults are asleep.
Yeah. And oh my god, it was so crazy, dude. And then there was this one girl, and the kid's little brother was on a call with this girl for 20 hours, an hour. And every 20 seconds, it would be, "Show me your tits, show me your tits." Every 20 seconds.
Every 20 seconds?
Pretty much. No, don't, please. It's just a bunch of dudes checking off. Just don't do it.
I feel like I could do something fun.
Like, but, because,
no, not like catfish, but there's this like app where people can like go live on like Instagram Live, and there was a point like last year where I would join people's lives and like just comment, like, I think I said something like, "I have the script to Shrek 5. And
oh my god.
And I would just make up this whole story. I forgot how it goes, but like, I think it was like Donkey, basically like 6'9" Shrek, and like turns him into Lord like Farquaad. So like he's arrested. And then at the end, I think Fiona turns into like a lesbian or something. I don't know.
Oh my god, dude.
I would literally type that all out and like join like 20 people's lives and tell them that I got some good laughs and then I got banned for a bit.
Just that 40 seconds of you telling part of the script, I can already tell there was a lot going on in the Shrek 5 script.
Dude, there was so much, bro. There was drama, there was action, dude. It would have been the best.
What if DreamWorks is like, hey, I like this kid. Bring him in. You get to do the entire Shrek 5.
Yeah, and then like recently I went back to like join people's lives and troll them. And in this one I would just like ask people for the soup aisle. And dude, people suck, man. No one wants to give me like the actual number. Like
what's the number?
I don't know. I don't like the soup aisle. Where's the soup aisle? No one gives me the soup aisle.
Yeah, who the fuck doesn't give someone the soup aisle number?
No, man. I'm in need of soup and no one wants to help a poor kid out.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The part that I found extremely hilarious at the kid's birthday party is that he actually has a Pornhub account.
Who doesn't?
Well, not me.
They're making premium free, which
for a week, and then you have to start paying for it.
Oh, really? That's one of the things. That's one of the things. Right?
My mom's gonna see that. She can monitor what I buy.
Listen. That's one of the things, right? Premium, you have to pay for it, right? But
yeah,
it's like a web. I'm not trying to say the name because there's certain people in my house right now, but like PH, there you can literally post anything, right? So couldn't you like upload premium videos onto it and then people can watch it for free?
Well, I don't know. But like
why would I pay for something that's like I can easily access?
Yeah. Yeah, like what the Funyuns?
Yeah, like I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but like when there's like events that you have to pay for, like streaming events, like a YouTube boxing match or something, and you have to pay money for it. I always find a way to watch it illegally.
Well, you can always find a way to watch anything illegally.
I know. There was one time for the KSI versus Logan Paul fight last year in 2019. I joined so many Discord groups to like figure out like how to watch it for free. And this one legend, man. God damn, Cody!
He streams it on his glasses.
No, it was that guy too, but there was this one legend who literally like made a DAZN account, which like you had to pay $20 to watch the fight. And this guy made his own account and gave it out for free. And I was fast enough to like ask him for the password and stuff. I got it and I got in. But like because usually when you do something like that, people will always change the password. So like you can't access it. And lucky for me, I was fast enough and I was able to watch that fight for free.
Nice. Pretty sure it's up on I'm pretty sure they put it up on YouTube now.
Oh yeah, they always at the end they always put it up on YouTube. But it's not the same. Like
it's really not. Because like, you gotta like watch it firsthand.
Yeah.
You can't just watch it after.
Especially for me because I enjoy watching the YouTube boxing matches. So like especially when it's someone like I want to win and I want the other person to lose. And like I can't wait. Like it's like watching Infinity War or Endgame. Like I can't let anybody spoil this for me. I have to watch it with my own eyes.
Like you have to witness it in all its perfection. Well, not perfection. Yeah. Depends on the movie.
Yeah, and like when the day of the KSI versus Logan Paul rematch, the day was happening, I was on my way heading to Vegas, and there's no service on the way there, and the fight was like happening at like 9 or 10-ish, and we were just about to get out of the area that like there's no service in, and so we were on the freeway, and I was like, once we reached the freeway where we were able to get signal, I was like yelling in the car during that whole fight. Dude, that was like such a tense moment, because it's definitely not for everyone, but when you see like, cause I wanted KSI to win. And so when in the third round, when you see him like knock down Logan Paul, like I started screaming. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. And then in the fourth round, when Logan uppercutted KSI and he like pushed him down, I was like, no, 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 this can't go like this. Oh, dude. Dude, there's just something about that. Like, it's like a tense moment, because especially for them two, because no one knew who was going to win, because it's just a
weird. Who ended up winning, or was it a tie?
It was KSI.
KSI won?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, wasn't the last match they had a tie?
The first match they had was a tie. The rematch was KSI winning.
Nice.
Yeah, I was really proud. I started screaming so much.
Pretty much, the kids at our school pretty much don't know how to fight. No, kids at, scratch that, any kids at any school don't know how to fight. They literally just grab each other's hair or clothes and just start slapping them, pretty much.
You want to say what happened to you that one time? You want to say what happened to you that one time?
I was literally just sitting down. Well, I told the kid to calm down, and then he was going... It was quite obvious he didn't calm down, because I walked home with a black eye.
So basically, I'll try to explain the story a bit better. I wasn't there. This was in our second period class, and Cody was in. You were in your what, geography class?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's sitting down. I don't know what happens, but he says that this one kid, like, yelling or something, and Cody then goes turns around, tells the kid to calm down, and goes back to doing his work, which he usually doesn't do, and the kid like runs up to him and starts beating him, basically sucker punching him, while Cody is sitting down in his chair, and he couldn't do anything, and he went home with a black eye. And then you're like, oh, I remember now. You're like, you had your glasses on, and the kid like punched you really hard, where like it cut under your eye.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a shit. When you came back, I just started laughing, hysterical.
Yeah, yeah, you wouldn't stop laughing.
It's one of those things where, like, I mean, you're like one of those people that doesn't care. You're like Jesse. You don't care what you'll say whatever you want, and you don't care what happens. And like when you like you had it coming to you. I don't know the kid personally. They moved him out of your class and they put him into mine, and like obviously ever since lockdown or quarantine, like they moved him to my class like the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks before quarantine, and he sat right in front of our table. So everyone at my table would just be like, hey, like we would, I don't know if it was me or I'll just name him T, but T would be like, hey, Mikey, calm down, but like really loud. So like try to like push him, like push him to the edge. And yeah.
I literally just told him to calm down, and Yeah, he didn't calm down, obviously.
Yeah, we could tell. So
I got Taco Bell though, so yeah.
Yeah, you left and went to go get Taco Bell.
Yep.
Everyone like was wondering where you went, like if you died or something. Then when we found out, yeah, you got into a fight. Oh my god, I have a picture of your black eye. Oh my god. Dude, that's purple. Oh.
Yeah, that's gone now. I have like a scar where my cut was.
What a shame.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But now at this point, I can't tell if it's still there or if it's like dark circles under my eyes because I haven't been sleeping like at all pretty much.
I think it definitely got better because like obviously in the logo for Red Detection Hotline, you can't see anything. But like when I'm looking at the picture of, it's like you're going in like you're like saying oh, basically. Or like, oh, like that.
I was gasping because you just took a picture of me so suddenly.
Yeah, and like, it's like visible, like as if somebody like drew on like under your eye with a permanent purple marker.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, your eye was bad, man.
It was really bad.
Yeah, it was horrifying. Anyways,
and then I asked you to, give me a self portrait, and then you had to include the black eye in the drawing.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Because I asked you, and you're like, "Okay, stay still." And you got to the part of where you had to draw the eyes, and you're like, "Okay, yeah." And then you started drawing the black eye, and the bruising.
I could draw people pretty well. Remember when I drew We'll name him.
Yikes.
You.
Fuck. God damn it.
Great. I got to bleep that one. I got to make sure I know.
Oh, shucks.
But you remember when I drew Ben? And.
Yep.
Like it was perfect. It was literally an exact replica. I don't know why people said it was bad.
And then you drew Ching Chong. Did you draw Ching Chong?
I don't think so.
Didn't? Who drew Ching Chong?
We probably shouldn't be saying Ching Chong. But I don't know. I might have. I don't know. I'm going to see if I have like a picture of him in like my science book or something.
I think he drew himself.
No, I definitely know he drew someone. But yeah, so there was a lot of things that happened in high school, and it sucks because like if this quarantine never happened, we could have been doing so much stuff.
I know.
I understand how it sucks for the seniors.
No graduation.
But like, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're going to get their diploma in the mail or something. If they have the credits.
Graduate via Minecraft.
You're wondering why I was freaking out.
That'd be pretty.
Graduate via Fortnite. You heard that, didn't you?
Huh? Yeah, I did. What is happening?
What are you saying? Cal, nothing.
Huh?
Nothing. Here we go again.
Is that
my brother? He's home. He's back home. So you know.
What did you say?
So you know how I have to record in the bathroom? And my brother constantly has to use the bathroom. So he came into our room to discover that I was in here. And he's going, oh, fuck. Oh, my God, dude. What the fuck?
Okay, lit. We're back. Cody messed up the whole recording again.
Me? The fuck did I do?
Yeah, his brother kept, like, trying to suck his dick or whatever.
Yeah, he keeps trying to pick the lock to get into the bathroom.
We're going to move on
Hold on. The way he acts now, if he continues acting like that in high school, he's going to get ducked into a can.
He's going to be you, but worse.
He's way worse than me.
I know. Like he's going to get beat up worse than you.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's going to get beat up every day. That's the first time I've ever gotten beaten up when I told that kid to calm down in my entire life.
I get beat on a daily by my dad, so.
Yeah. I bet my mom's going to go like, Cody, you should be watching out for him. I'm going to go like, no.
I mean, the thing is, like, it would be his own fault.
Yeah, because he acts the way he acts, so that's his fault.
Like, sure, some people could say that I act stupid and I should get my ass beat, but, like, I know my limits. Like, I'm not gonna, if some couple just breaks up right now, I'm not gonna be like, hi, losers. Like, especially if I know the person, I'm not gonna be like, I'm not gonna make jokes immediately, but like, I will make jokes. I just won't make them. I sort of know when the right time is.
Yeah. My brother doesn't. And
that, huh? Yeah, your brother doesn't know the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's one of the reasons people get like beat up. Well, it's not one of the it's definitely a reason for jokes, but like sometimes it depends on the person. Like if you're gonna say an offensive joke, like make sure it's funny. And if
someone doesn't find it funny, don't keep on going.
Yeah. But like if you make a joke that wasn't meant to be offensive and the other person takes offense to it, then it's their fault for taking offense to it because you didn't mean to. And yeah.
The people I hate the most is when you say an offensive joke and someone has to lecture you on it and they just don't stop.
Yeah. It's like when you want to show your parents something and then like they turn it into a 30-minute lecture.
The parents I can understand, but when it's like other kids my age, it's annoying. Because this one time in eighth grade, I was walking around the school and I got gum stuck on the bottom of my shoe. And I was in front of the gay kids and I was like, oh man, I got gum on my shoe. This is gay. And then they lectured me for the whole lunch period saying about how being gay is not bad. You wanna know what I said at the end of it? I just told them to shut up. And they got all offended. They were like, oh, how dare you?
See, this is one of the things, like, if someone comes up to me and says they're gay, I don't care if you're gay. If you're gay, congrats to you. But if you're gay and you rub it in people's faces and, like, you
shut
just
the fuck up.
You, like, make it as if the whole world has to know you're gay, then that's what's annoying because, like, yeah, sure, props to you. You came out. Big ups you. But when, like, you're just shoving it down people's throats, like, oh, I'm gay, so blah, 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 this, and, like, blah, 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 this. Like, I'm gay, so I'm right. So, like, it doesn't matter. And that's one of the reasons people can be homophobic or whatever, because people just keep shoving it down their throats. Like, they don't care if you're gay, so, like, I'm not trying to be offensive or anything. I'm just saying, like,
this is the gayborhood, and you're not welcome.
Like,
dude, I bet if I was gay, you, big boom boom guy, and the other guy in our group would not stop making fun of me the whole time. You'd just go, "Oh, you're gay."
It's like
gay.
It's one of those things where, like, if if a friend makes fun of it, it's fine. But like if someone else makes fun of it, like, and they don't know you as well, it's like, okay, buddy. Because
the difference. Stop.
Huh?
You kind of need to stop.
Yeah. And like when gay people, when huh?
I can hear squeaky in your background. Squeaky.
Oh yeah, there's a squirrel getting molested right now. Not being.
Are you serious?
No, I'm joking. but like when people complain about something, like we'll use gay people for example. When gay people complain that they don't get appreciated as much, it's because we don't have to like you're not supposed to be like awarded for being gay. Like if you're gay, congrats, you're gay. You don't need a giant ass trophy because you came out.
They act like the world owes them everything for being gay.
Exactly. And when I feel like Karens, or I'm not just gonna say Karens, but like when there's women that like. Also, by the way, we're teenagers. We don't know what we're talking about. But when women like complain or like, oh, men suck. Women are better. Like they're not helping. For like wanting equality, like they say, oh, we want equality. Oh, treat us like each other. But like, the more you complain, the more you're basically like undoing the equality part. Like, if you want to be
equal, no.
Huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
Like, if you want to be equal, then don't be like, oh, men are pigs. Oh, men suck. Men suck this. Like, then. You don't want equality. You just want yourselves to, like, be better. And that's fine. You could be better than men or whatever. Just, like, it's not fair for you to say, oh, we want equality, but also men suck.
No, the thing I have realized is that gay men, they'll take criticism. Like, it's like, oh, okay, sure, yeah, we're gay. Just, you know, leave us alone. Like, they're all cool. But gay women, lesbians... they will not let it go. They will just let it fester up inside them. And then they'll just explode on you. So yeah, it's mainly the lesbians that are bad versus the gay men. It's, no, okay, you're gay, cool. Or
like,
it...
like it's that sort of like a meme where it's like, oh, if a... the girl is always right or whatever. And like if a man does something, oh, that's bad. But if a woman does something, you're like, oh, it's fine. Like here.
Except
okay,
for when they have sex.
Like I'm not saying this is true. Or like, cause okay. This came from probably one of the most hated streamers on Twitch or whatever. Alinity, okay? The cat throwing nip slipping, dog
slinging,
bitch. Okay, want to know what she said? She said this.
What?
If a man is in a relationship, and he's thinking of another girl, it's considered cheating. But if a woman does it, it's considered the man isn't enough for her. That is such bullshit. And it's just hip. It's just so fucking stupid. Like, women say they want equality, but if a man is thinking about another girl while in a relationship and that's considered cheating, then it's the same fucking thing for a woman, because it's just that's equality. That's equality for you. You want equality, you get treated how you treat us.
Like, yeah, that's retarded.
I'm not saying men are better. I'm just saying, if you want equality, you can't be like, oh, men suck, but we want equality. Because then you're literally undoing what you want to do.
What you've been fighting for since, like, I don't know, like.
And if you think about it, women have like. I don't mean this in like a scientific way, but like, if you look back right now in like the 1980s or whatever, women were treated as garbage, right? They were supposedly quote unquote useless, and we're in 2020 now. Women can do whatever they want, and yet they still complain. Like,
yeah, like, come what on. The fuck? Dude, like, the women in the 80s, when they were being treated like trash, they never complained. However, now that girls that have equality, they complain. They're little bitches. They will not shut up.
They always want shit. Like, they just want and want and want and want and want.
Especially the teenage girls. I want the iPhone. I want to be TikTok famous.
Well, that's if they're privileged. That's if they're privileged.
Like if their parents are rich.
Yeah. Let's get on to another topic before someone finds this and they think otherwise and they go like, oh, you're just being sexist. Oh, But yeah, let's just move on to some more easier things, because I'm pretty sure we don't have anything else to talk about unless you do.
No.
Okay, then. We're gonna play Would You Rather. Because that's all I can think about. Last time with conspiracy theories, we didn't get anywhere. I think the only conspiracy we talked about was...
We only did two of them in class, and then the last one we talked about so much that... We didn't even get to the end.
I know, that's one of the weird things. Like, there's such a difference between like IRL conversations and conversations like over the phone.
Yeah, hit different.
Yeah, they definitely hit different. Cause like if it's a face to face, like I could literally like use my hands and point out the facts, but like over the phone, it's like you can only hear my voice. But
yeah.
Are you like fingering your phone or something? Like what's going on?
Are you jacking off on call? You never know.
Okay, cool. That's the greatest thing to have in thought right now. Like, I'm glad that's in my head right now. Thank you. Bitch. Fuck you. Okay, we're gonna start off with would you rather number one. Okay, would you rather?
Okay,
better stop jacking off. Would you rather?
I'm not jacking off on call.
Would you rather have to always say what you were thinking about or be unable to speak ever again?
Unable to speak ever again.
Really?
Because if I ever spoke what's on my mind.
What are you thinking about?
Nothing sexual. It's just like a whole bunch of conspiracy theories that I make up in my head.
Oh, yeah. And didn't you say that? Well, I don't remember the full thing, but like you said in 2012, the whole world was supposed to end.
Yeah, but that we're just living in a different reality.
Oh, that's something to talk about. NASA, I don't want to mess
up. We did talk about that in our first broad detection episode.
We did?
Yeah, we did. We were talking about how when you die, you move on to a different reality to where you're still living.
Oh,
we talked about the universe.
I mostly said, like, if you die, I feel like you get reincarnated as something. Like, you can, like, right now, I'm a human, and if I die, I get reincarnated as a fucking 7-inch plant or something.
I want to get reincarnated as a frog or an alligator.
Yeah, so you can go into a lake and turn gay.
Wait, hold on, what?
That's a funny meme. You would only big brain people would get. Anyways, this is something that's pretty cool. NASA scientists reportedly discovered evidence of a parallel universe where time moves backwards.
Oh, so we're devolving.
In a parallel universe. That's pretty fucking whack, dude.
Wait, how can you get to the parallel universe? How'd that work?
That's like a whole different, like, that's probably in like the year 300 or 3038 or something. But
so it's not even ready for our time yet at all, like not even close. Like,
yeah, dude. I think the farthest we can go, I don't even know where the farthest we can go. But that would be incredibly weird. Where time moves backwards.
It would be like
that would bring.
Would we talk backward? Run backwards.
Backwards. That's weird because like, if it's a parallel universe, It might be like, oh, Earth exists in that universe. It's just run backwards, but then that would ask the question. Would that universe like have like it's a Big Bang, but like reversed?
Like it goes back in on itself instead of exploding out.
Yeah. So like, let's say it's moving back in time, and like in a million or like 2 billion years, like it reaches to the Big Bang part. So like, the whole explosion thing would like. Revert into itself.
But like, what if it reverses too much to the point of where it doesn't exist anymore?
Exactly.
It's just gone.
Then that would mean like it's emptiness or like it's literally the void.
It's just dark.
Yeah, dude. Space is a weird fucking thing.
Do you think that there's a thing as aliens?
Like, do aliens exist?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, of course. Dude, you cannot tell me aliens don't exist. The universe is such a huge thing. Like, if you think about Earth...
It's endless.
If you think Earth is huge, holy shit, will the universe blow your fucking mind, dude. And you can't tell me that in the whole universe, there's not another form of life. You can't tell me that.
Especially since there's, like, other galaxies, because
exactly.
We're in the Milky Way.
Maybe there's no, like, any other life form in our galaxy, but there's probably, like, 7 other fucking versions of life out there in 7 other different galaxies. Would they visit Earth? Probably not, because what would they... If they have the ability to visit Earth, then they're... advanced in technology. So why would they come to us? So,
well, another thing, they could be on the moon because there's no evidence saying they're not or they are on the moon. Because literally all they did, they just landed on the moon, planted a flag, and went back home.
I mean, yeah.
So there could be aliens on the moon.
Space is weird. Probably not because, like, yeah, it depends because obviously when we think of aliens, we think of like a green, skinny ass, like fucking big eyed.
With a big ass head.
Yeah, big eyed thing, right? Like a human sort of. But
yeah.
aliens aren't specifically that like thing. They could literally be like bacteria. Or worms.
It could be a fucking pintzel bottle. You never know.
That's pintzel bottles like a liquid.
Well, you never know. That's why I said I would rather never speak again because all this stuff on my mind, like, oh my god, this plunger is created by the FBI. It's watching me.
I would rather say what always I was thinking about. Would that get me in trouble?
What if you're thinking of sexual thoughts? What if you're thinking of sexual thoughts about a certain person?
Well, do you... Okay. If... I'm trying to, like, save myself from this. But, okay. Let's say everything you think you have to say, right? But wouldn't you be able to whisper it? Like you're sitting.
Yes, that's true.
It's like you're sitting in
class. But what if you're a loud whisperer, though? What do you do then?
then sucks to be you, dude. Like, let's say you're sitting in class, right, or at work, and the fucking school thought or work thought goes up to present something, and you're like, and you're starting to think like, damn, she's got a fat ass. So like, you gotta be like, damn, she's got a fat ass. Okay, let's move on to the next. Let's move on to the next one. I think, I don't know what you said, but I better not be fucking bad that I have to bleep it.
No, I didn't say anything.
This one is like a would you rather classic, dude. Okay? I think you might know what this is. Would you rather know how you are going to die or know the exact time you are going to die?
Ooh. Knowing how, or when.
How?
I'd rather know when. Because if you know how you're going to die, you never know. It could be right now, or it could be tomorrow, next year, you never know. I'd rather have the knowledge of when I'm going to die rather
Well,
than knowing how.
but then, like, let's say you're gonna die in 5 minutes. What are you gonna do now?
Well, I'm gonna do whatever I can to try to prevent it.
Well, you can't because you don't know what's gonna kill you.
Oh, shit.
Like, let's say you die in 5 minutes. You don't know how, so you try to prevent it. So you hide yourself in a closet. And let's say when you close the door, something like makes the roof crack, and then something from the roof like falls down and it smashes you, and that's the way you die.
Or there's like someone hiding in your closet and they kill
Exactly.
you. Shit.
I think I would rather know. It's one of those things because it's basically like at the end of the day, you're losing because you're gonna
It's
die.
not a win-win
Just,
situation. It's a
yeah.
lose-lose.
I think I'd choose how I die.
I choose when.
Cause like, let's say I die from a plane crash or something. That could mean two things. That could mean. Are you fucking farting?
No, I'm yawning. I'm tired.
That's the weirdest fucking yawn. If you hear this, if you hear the podcast, you're at this moment, you're gonna be like, literally all you. Yeah, I'll just let you listen to it if you listen to it. But
I'm tired, dude.
let's say,
You hearing this?
huh?
Are you hearing this?
Yeah, that sounds like a table.
Yeah, that's what it is. I have a table in my bathroom.
You have a dining table. That's
Yeah, I have a bib, a
the
knife and fork, a fucking candle.
noise. Okay, so like, let's say you die from a plane crash. That could mean two things. You die while riding a
Ah, continue.
What happened?
Just continue.
What?
Worry about it. Just continue.
All I heard was continue, but you could die from two things. You could die while riding a plane and it crashes, or you can die while you're literally standing in the middle of nowhere and a plane literally falls on you and you die from the plane crash.
Where would you be standing?
I'd be trying to fucking run that from that thing. Okay, so let's move on to a different one. Would you rather have your best friend go missing forever, or have all your friends except your best friend go missing forever?
Well, I have quite a few best friends. Like, all the other friends are just acquaintances. Like, they're there if someone isn't, like, if my best friend is absent. They're just backups. So I'd rather have everyone except my best friends disappear forever.
Damn, okay.
What?
You answered it.
But you were like, damn, okay.
Yeah, because you're... okay. I think I would choose the same one.
Yeah. It's fucking hot in here. I hate it. I hate this. I hate having to record in my bathroom.
Why don't you just record in your room or something?
Because I have to share a room with my brother.
So make him go sit in the bathroom.
Or we can just wait till he goes into the bathroom because he's in there for like an hour.
Oh, then that's perfect.
I don't know what he does, but he's just in there for an hour.
You shouldn't have said that because then that just brought something into my mind, so.
No, whoops, sorry. That's it. Whoop-dee-doo.
Okay, would you rather have 3 eyes or a tail?
What kind of tail? Like a lizard tail? A dog, cat tail?
You can decide.
No, he's not good. One alligator tail.
You would rather have a tail?
Yeah, an alligator tail. I mean, alligator. Alligators are my favorite animals.
Yes, yeah, sure. Sure it is.
It is. I like alligators.
Let's go. Let's see what your Instagram name is.
Pete the Froggy. Yeah.
Exactly. That's no fucking alligator.
Okay. Let me rephrase. The alligator is my second favorite animal. The froggy is my first favorite animal. Okay. What?
I said, okay, you deaf piece of shit.
Okay, maybe don't speak so quietly, motherfucker.
What'd you say, bitch?
I said, don't speak so quietly, motherfucker.
I bet you said that, bitch.
Okay. Let's not forget who gave you a PS4 controller.
Let's not forget I gave you $5.
And Spotify. And Spotify Premium for free.
Okay. Would you rather lose the ability to talk for a year or lose the ability to read for a year?
Read. Wait, no. Talk.
Really?
Yeah.
I read a lot. I would rather lose talk. No. I would rather lose read.
Why? Because then if you want to watch a video or a movie, you're going like, what does that say?
Yeah, that's if it's subtitles. I could still listen.
No, like if you're trying to find a movie, someone says, not text you, like, hey, this movie is a good movie. And you're like, I don't know how.
I'll call them. I'll call them.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. Like, they say, not text or call. Hang on. I'm having a stroke. Thank you. I had another stroke just then. Fucking hell, what's wrong with me? They say, they don't text you. They say it's a good movie. And then you go home and you're like, I want to watch it. You either go on Netflix or Hulu. Hell, you even somehow end up on internet browser because you're a dumbass and you can't read. You try to find the movie.
At this moment, right now, if I can't read, I know what the what the icons look like.
Like, but what I know if they don't explain the icon?
Where am I watching this on? Like a supercomputer? No, I'm going to look it on my phone.
But you can't read. You can't read anything. You can't read letters, numbers, nothing.
Doesn't matter. I can look at the icon and that says Hulu.
But you have to... Oh, shit. But you have to read it.
No, I don't, because if I right now, at this very moment... Shut the fuck up. Right now.
Shut up! Get out of here!
Right now.
Daniel, your brother's Gordon
Pratt. Get out of here! Stop now!
Leave me alone! Kill me, please.
Okay. Like I was saying, if right now, at this very moment, I lose my ability to read, I can remember what the icons look like.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Like, I have memorization of what everything, like, works as. Right now, if I go to YouTube, I know that the first page is recommended, the second page is trending, the next page is, like, my subscriptions, and then the next page is inbox, and then it's library. I know that because I remember it. If I go to Hulu, I know that the first page is like recommended. Then the second one is like my stuff. Then the another one is search. Then it's my account.
Well, sometimes,
I know that.
Well, sometimes, well, Hulu, they sometimes change it around. Like sometimes the.
Then I won't update it. Then I won't update it.
But in order to use apps, you have to update it sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, Hulu and Netflix. You have to update it in order to use it.
Plus,
because if you don't update, they're just gonna go like, "Oh, you have to update this." And if you click,
Then I'll just use like YouTube, and I'll go like, "Hey YouTube, how do I use the new Hulu update?"
How do I use the new?
Exactly. Speaking of Hulu, have you been able to watch that show I recommended?
Oh, shit, I forgot. What's it called, Dave?
Yeah, dude. Listen, I already put this on my Insta story, but if you have Hulu and you want to watch a very good show, in my opinion, you should watch Dave.
I watch South Park.
Okay, buddy. Okay, you're one of those kids.
What? I like South Park.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it's bad.
What do you mean you're one of those people?
Just don't become into like one of those people that just don't become a toxic like person like Rick and Morty fans.
No, I'm not toxic. I hate toxic people. I mean, I can be toxic sometimes, but I'm not toxic all the time.
Yeah. Here's something to talk about. Are you big on you try to use your memory, but like since when have you started watching YouTube?
Ooh. So, YouTube came out 2005.
2005? Like, what?
No, I think it was a bit later than that.
2009?
It was in the early... No, because there are some YouTubers who have been on it since 2007.
No.
Yeah, it's definitely hang on. 2009. I'm not going to have audio real quick, so I'm just going to...
Oh, what the fuck? 2005?
I'm gonna actually going to leave because I need to eat some dinner.
Okay, well, we'll just wrap it up right now. I just wanted to say, just like ask the last thing. In your opinion, what is better, old YouTube or new YouTube?
Old YouTube? Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. We'll discuss it more in the next episode. Thanks, everyone. Thank you to Anchor. Thank you, Cody, for not dying this week.
You're welcome.
Make sure you share this podcast if you hate it so much. And bye.
Bye-bye.